You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
If there is one person whose face and voice are synonymous with 2019, it's probably Greta Thunberg. The 16-year-old from Sweden inspired thousands of students to walk out of classrooms and demand action on climate change. In August, she sailed across the Atlantic to attend the United Nations Climate Action Summit, giving a fiery message to world leaders.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing.
Feelings of anger against governments and authorities were common themes this year. Protests in Venezuela against the government of President Nicolas Maduro have been going since January. In Iraq, at least 424 people have been killed and almost 9,000 people injured since protests began in October. But some of the most unsettling violence was seen in Hong Kong. Once the economic hub of Asia, it was transformed into a conflict zone. Mass protests were triggered in June by the introduction of an extradition bill by the government of Hong Kong, allowing for the extradition of criminals to mainland China. The bill was withdrawn a few months later, but the unrest has continued, with riot police clashing with civilians across the city. Pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong has been at the forefront of demonstrations.
We will not keep silent under the suppression of President Xi and the chief executive Carrie Lam. Carrie Lam must step down.
There were also protests in the United Kingdom as the issue of Brexit came to a head. Prime Minister Theresa May offered her resignation in May after failing to get her Brexit deal passed by Parliament three times.
I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
Ms May was replaced as leader of the Conservative Party by Boris Johnson. Despite suffering a number of setbacks early in his tenure, he was able to secure a majority during the December snap election.
This One Nation Conservative government has been given a powerful new mandate. Yay! To get Brexit done.
In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison defied predictions to retain government at the federal election in May. Polls pointed to a win for Labor, led by Bill Shorten, but Mr Morrison, a devout Christian, won 77 seats to form a majority government.
I have always believed in miracles, and tonight we've been delivered another one.
Much of the country has been afflicted by drought this year, and an unprecedented number of bushfires broke out before summer began. Fires also torched much of the Amazon rainforest in Brazil, raising alarm about the future of the Earth's largest carbon dioxide sink. And in the week leading up to Easter, Parisians watched in shock as the roof of the Notre Dame Cathedral went up in flames. While most of the sacred objects held inside were not damaged, the spire of the cathedral was destroyed and over $1 billion has been pledged to restore the building. United States President Donald Trump also continued to dominate headlines in 2019. He's staring down the prospect of impeachment in 2020. House Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi is leading the impeachment inquiry.
The president has admitted to asking the president of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections.
Terrorism continued to cast a shadow over the world. 51 people were killed in Christchurch after an Australian white supremacist attacked two mosques, gunning down defenceless worshippers. In response, New Zealand tightened its gun laws, and Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was clear in her message that racism and extremism don't and have never had a place in New Zealand.
We were not chosen for this act of violence because we condone racism, because we are an enclave for extremism. We were chosen for the very fact that we are none of these things.
One month afterwards, on Easter Sunday, churches and hotels across Sri Lanka were attacked in a coordinated suicide bombing by a local Islamist extremist group, killing 259 people and injuring over 500. The IS terror group has been weakened in Syria, but peace in the region is still an unlikely prospect after Donald Trump announced the withdrawal of US troops in October. That came ahead of a Turkish incursion. But amid all the tumultuous events of 2019, there have also been Australians overcoming the odds. In February, detained refugee footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi was released by Thai authorities after spending 2 months detained in the country. The Bahraini citizen was detained in Bangkok last November while on honeymoon at the request of Bahrain authorities. It was later revealed Mr. Al-Arabi's arrest came about after an administrative error by Australian authorities, who did not notify international authorities of his refugee status. Upon his arrival back in Australia, he received citizenship.
I'm very happy to get citizen, and finally no country, no one can follow me now because I'm Australian.
And after taking a sabbatical, Ash Barty enjoyed a stellar season of tennis, gaining the number one women's ranking and her first Grand Slam win at the French Open. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
sbs.com.au